Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Weakened by Henry Miller's atomic power, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is dying of thirst and starvation in a secret cellar under the garage of a country house owned by the late Sidney, Miller's henchman. Meanwhile, as his first step in avenging the defeat of Germany, Miller, the Atom Man, destroyed the huge Metropolis Stadium, then phoned Mayor Thomas, threatening to destroy the rest of the city that night in a last desperate effort to locate Clark Kent. Editor Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, and Private Detective Candy Myers hurried to Sidney's country house, only to find it empty. But as White and Jimmy were leaving the house, they heard faint thumping sounds coming from the garage. As we continue now, they are in the garage, unaware that Kent is imprisoned beneath their very feet, trying desperately to attract their attention by pounding his weakened body against a concrete trapdoor. Listen.
Well, where's that noise coming from, Mr. White?
Seems to be coming from under the floor.
Yeah, it does. You think maybe there's a basement or something under the garage?
I doubt it. Why would anyone build a basement under a garage? Anyway, there are no steps.
The noise stopped.
I wonder if... Oh, of course. Are we dumb?
Oh, what do you mean?
It's the heating system.
The heating system?
Sure, the steam heat coming up in the pipes. Pounds like that when it builds up. You see? These pipes along the wall heat the garage. They come from under the floor. It's leading the house.
Yeah.
They're getting hot now.
Yeah, but the house is empty. Nobody's here. Who's making steam?
You ever hear of a thermostat?
Oh, you mean that gadget you've got in your house?
That's right. You set it at night to start the heat at a certain time in the morning. It works automatically. Well, there's only one more to be done here. Come on. We'll get Myers to go back to town.
Yeah, we might as well. When I first heard that noise, I thought sure it was someone trying to signal us. Maybe even Mr. Kent.
Yeah, no such luck. I'm afraid Inspector Henderson was right, Jim.
You mean about Mr. Kent meeting up with Miller, the Atom Man?
Yes. Kent probably found out too much about Miller, and he... Well, you know the rest.
Oh, golly, I hope not.
Well, here's the car. Where's Myers?
I guess he's still in the house.
Well, what for? We went through it from attic to basement and couldn't find anything.
Well, he said he wanted to call his office. He sent a man over to check on Sidney's apartment before we left.
I'm afraid that'll be a wild goose chase, too. Well, come on. We'll get Myers and start for home. I'd like to know if Inspector Henderson had any luck tracing Miller.
Well, if he didn't, it's going to be just too bad for us tonight. Miller said...
I know what he said. Come on, open the door. It's unlocked.
Okay.
Oh, Myers! Myers, where are you? Oh, now what happened to him? Close the door, Olsen.
Hey, Candy!
Okay, Jim, I'm coming.
Well, what are you wasting time here for? Come on, let's get back to Metropolis.
Might as well. We sure drew a blank here.
Oh, did your man find anything at Sidney's apartment, Candy?
No soap there either. The apartment's empty, and the doorman and the elevator boys say they haven't seen our fat friend for a week.
Well, come on. I want to find out if Inspector Henderson had any luck.
He didn't. I checked. Miller called up from a cheap hotel on Grand Street, but he was gone by the time the tops got there.
Oh.
Jeepers. Oh. Then he's still loose, and tonight...
Will you stop talking about tonight?
But he said...
He said... If you don't stop repeating that, I don't know what I'll do. Now, come on, both of you.
Yeah, let's go, Jim. This clue is a false alarm. I'm afraid it's all up with poor Kent.
Yeah, and with us too, tonight.
Olsen, for the last time, will you...
What's that?
Sounds like a buzzer.
It is a buzzer.
Maybe somebody's at the door. Wait a minute. No. No, nobody out here.
Oh, maybe it's the back door.
Could be. Come on. We'll go see. Okay, we're coming.
I didn't hear anyone drive up.
No, neither did I.
Some guy's in an awful hurry. Here, through the kitchen. How do you like that? Nobody out here either.
Well, that's funny.
Maybe it's the phone. Some people muffle the bell.
This one isn't muffled. I had my office call me back before after they checked with headquarters. And the phone rang.
Well, then what is it?
I don't know. But I'm going to find out. Something screwy here. Wait a minute. Seems to be coming from the pantry.
Yeah. It does.
Fine detective you are, Myers. I can tell you what it is.
Yeah, what?
There's a buzzer under the rug in the dining room to call the servant in the kitchen. One of us must have stepped on it and it got caught.
Oh, sure, that's it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. It's behind this stack of dishes. Look at this.
What?
Where? Jeepers, it's a funny kind of telephone.
It's a house phone. I've got one in my place. Wait. There's nobody in the house but us.
and it's buzzing.
Now you're catching on, Mr. White.
Well, then how... Oh, gee, was answer, Candy.
That's just what I'm going to do, chum. Something's wacky here. Hello? Hello? Nobody answers. Hello?
Candy. Help.
Huh?
Candy. This is Kent.
Kent? Jumping, Jemima.
Mr. Kent.
Kent, where is he? What the...
Wait, you guys, I can't hear.
Help.
Kent, Kent.
Hurry, Candy. I...
Where are you, Kent? Where are you?
In garage.
What garage?
Cleeps.
Quiet, Jim. Go on, Kent. Tell me, what garage?
Right here. Sydney garage.
You're in Sydney's garage?
Well, they can't be.
It's empty. We can see it from here.
Yes.
Now, look, Kent. Try hard to
right
tell me...
here. Hurry.
Kent. Kent.
What's the matter?
Sounded like he passed out. Come on.
For where?
To the garage. He said that's where he is.
But we were just there.
You can see it's empty. Stay here if you want to. I'm going to have a look.
Oh, come on. Let's go with him, Jim.
Gosh, Mr. White. I can't figure this out.
No, neither can I. But at least we know Kent is alive.
Yeah.
Well, where is he?
I don't know. What's your phone?
Oh, he must have meant some other garage, Candy.
He said Sydney's garage.
But you can see he's not here, and there's no phone.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Perplexed, Candy Myers, Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen look helplessly at one another. So near, and yet so far from Clark Kent.
We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, your announcer.
You know, I heard a bunch of kids in the midst of an argument the other day. They were all talking at once, you know how they do, and each one had a different idea of where is the best place to wear your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Some said they look best pinned on your jacket or dress. Others insisted that they belong on your cap. Well, finally, one young fellow said, no matter where you wear them, gang, dress or jacket or cap, they're still mighty smooth looking. And is he right? Why, these new comic buttons are really on the beam. Bright comic strip colors on a clear white enameled background. They really show up. And they're so true to life. Smitty and Skeezix and Lilums and Superman and all the others are straight from the funny papers. And to top it all, these nifty new comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. You just ask Mom to get you plenty of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then see which prize you find inside the package. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
Trapped in the basement under Sidney's garage, Clark Kent managed to reach a house phone and contacted Candy Myers, who rushed through the garage with Perry White and Jimmy Olsen, only to find it empty. Puzzled, Candy is walking around the small garage, examining the walls.
I can't figure this at all. I'm sure Kent said he was in the garage.
Well, let's not waste any more time, Candy. Call the county police. They can trace the wires and find out where that house phone goes to.
Well, that's a swell idea, Mr. White.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing to do. I can't understand how... Uh-oh. What's this?
What is it, Annie?
These wires. See? They were pulled out of the wall. And look, there's a little false panel in the wall and a button operating a switch. These wires were attached to it.
Say, that's right.
So what?
The button might operate the lights or the garage door.
No, it doesn't. There's the light button over there. And the door slides open and shut by hand. Wait till I get my knife. I'll have these wires connected again in half a shake.
No, you're just wasting time.
Maybe so, maybe no. You go back to the house and call the cops. I'm going to see what cook's here.
All right, all right. Come on, Olsen.
Oh, you go ahead, Chief. I'll stay here. Gosh, Candy, what do you suppose this means?
We'll find out in a minute, chum. All we have to do is slip these two wires back like this. Tighten this screw. There we are. Now we'll push the button and see what gives.
The lizards. Look, the floor is opening.
Yeah, that middle section drops down and slides back. Watch it. Watch it. Don't fall in.
Oh, no. Look, Candy. There's a room down there. Mr. Kent is lying on the floor.
Yeah, and so are two other guys. Jumping, Jemima. It's Sydney and his servant. Come on, Jim. Down these stairs.
All right. Golly, what happened?
Honey, Sydney and the Jap look like they're done for. Here, let's see about Kent.
How is he?
Oh, not so good. Kent!
Mr. Kent, speak to us. Mr. Kent! He doesn't answer. Look how white he is. Candy, he's dead.
Shocked, Jimmy Olsen and Candy Myers stare down at the pale, motionless figure of Clark Kent. As the terrible plan first conceived by Der Teufel and carried out by the Atom Man and Sydney finally succeeded in eliminating Kent, who, as we all know, is Superman...
If it has, who now can challenge Henry Miller's mad scheme to destroy Metropolis and enslave the world. Fellows and girls, don't miss tomorrow's surprising and exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.